Milan, you ready?
Hey, this don't look like no New Yorker right here, though, right?
My nephew? That's my nephew.
You don't look like no New Yorker. He's been out here too long, huh?
He's been in Miami too long.
Man, you don't look like no New Yorker, right?
That's my nephew, bro.
Awesome.
That's all. That's all.
I love that.
That's all. You ready? I'm ready.
Here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Hot Box, and I'm Evan Britton.
And I'm Mike Tyson.
Mike, we got a crew in here today,
is some
bro.
Shit going down.
We've
man,
got
nigga.
The legend Noriega in the house.
Oh man,
hey,
I'm so happy.
I was just listening to you on One Love with fucking a game. I work out on it. The first song, it was at 3 a.m. I get up. No, I get up at 2 a.m. I go downstairs. I listen to some Ella Fitzgerald, smoke up some, and then boom, I go into around 3 o'clock. I go into my bike. I run to the bike for an hour, then I come upstairs and I walk through the treadmill for an hour. But when I do the treadmill, the bike, I have my headphones on. But when I go upstairs, I do the treadmill, and I just have my television, and boom, and I put the One Love on. That's why I start walking. Do it for
the remix. The remix of One Love. Thank you, Game, for having me a part of the One Love remix.
That's
Thank
dope.
You, man. That's a great record.
But you were chilling out with brother around, you had your shirts and shit.
Yo, but Mike, man, let me tell you something, man. I watch your podcast, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I watch yours, too.
I'm a big fan of it. And
yours influenced me a lot. Smoking. That's why I started smoking. I wanted to smoke.
I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that. Come on, everybody.
There
make
you
the
noise. There you go.
Because I'm seeing hot
that's
boxing with my and
that's real talk. Yours influenced me because I saw y'all always feeling good looking. Night. Oh, man. That's what people want. See us at our best.
So let's get straight into it.
Go for it.
In my podcast, there's a famous story, right, with the Lox. The Lox was walking through on a red carpet and they said that you walked through by yourself.
Probably, yeah.
And you asked Eve, I'm going to fuck you tonight.
Well, that was a different person.
I've heard this story.
That was different back then. I don't know. It's just, I was high.
This was not me, too. This was not me, too.
Yeah, it's
me, pre-that. Pre-me, too.
And I saw her with the locks on. So I thought, oh, she could people. So I thought it was like that. Dre was there, too. Dr. Dre was there.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I was just living my life back then.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Me and Eve friends. We're good, close friends now.
That's
close
great.
Friends. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yo, I'm going to be honest, Tyson, man. I'm taking over the interview a little
bit.
I'm so
sorry.
It's all
good, man.
I apologize.
No, it's all good.
But I'm going to be honest, man. Do you know what you meant for New York City, man? Like, yo, when we went out of town. Do you have a blunt? Because I want a blunt.
Yeah.
Yo, when we went out of town. For New York City, all right, I'm gonna just because I seen Jim Jones on here and I seen what he said when you walk through the tunnel, by the way, which is the most horrific club ever at this time. And when Mike will walk through by himself, just I'm co signing what Jim Jones said, jury on, and everyone just move out Mike's way, right? But let me get to the point. The point I'm trying to say is, do you understand, like, New York City, like, It was the proudest we've ever been.
Man, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Listen, I can remember being, 1976 back then. I can remember being on 42nd Street, snatching people's chains. They snatch their wallets, rip their pockets out, or snatch something off the stand, like some clothes or something. And I was just a regular there for years I was a regular there. So, and every now and then, some of those Spanish guys, the Jews, they'll see me and they must have saw me rob somebody or one of their customers the week before, and they may start throwing stuff, you motherfucker, and start throwing, get the fuck out of here, and start saying, watch that motherfucker, he's a thief, he starts pocket, and then the whole neighborhood is talking loud to the top of the tongue. Top of his voice in the whole neighborhood. This thieving motherfucker, watch that little black bastard, you know? And it comes from, listen, I come 10 years old, it's 1986 now. Those same people that they're giving me free tough, taking pictures with me now.
Same guy.
Yeah, they used to chase me, throw bottles, throw stuff, and try to kick me in my ass when I used to come. But now they take pictures, kissing on me and everything, taking pictures with their babies.
Now, what do you stand with Don King?
Huh? What happened?
Don King.
Listen. I'm cool with Don King.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm cool with Don.
Get out.
It's all love these days, cool.
Get out of here.
You know?
Get out of here. That's dope.
Yeah.
I'll smoke with you. Are you passing or you not?
I know.
Because I smoke blunts. I'm a foul nigga.
I smoke blunts too. I like Philly.
So, Mike, when did you start smoking? Was you smoking during boxing?
No, listen. In a way, I used to smoke.
I feel like you were smoking during boxing.
No, I used to smoke during my amateur days, right? And then I didn't make it to the Olympic trial, so I fucking got mad. I said, fucking, it's because of this weed. That's why I didn't make it to the Olympics. So I stopped smoking weed from like 84 to fucking like 97.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, bro.
And I wanted to be champion. That meant more to me than my life.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I wanted my mother to be proud. She had died. I wanted them to be proud of me. So I wanted to be champion. You know, at that age, you don't know. You think becoming rich and famous is the essence of life because that's what TV makes you believe when you're a young kid. But, you know, it just compounds your problems.
Yeah.
Hey, but, like, listen, everybody know Mike's selling it. Everybody know Mike's getting ready to blow up. What do you think's going to happen? Now, it depends on me how I handle the situation. I had to deal with it before. I didn't pass the test the first time I had a lot of money. But this time it's going to be different.
I speak some noise for that guy. Yeah.
I love it, man.
I'm sorry. You know we need y'all on Drink Champs, right?
Definitely.
So what made you want to start this? What made you?
Do what?
The
podcast.
Podcast.
Listen, I didn't want to do cannabis. I don't like hearing my fucking voice and shit. Right? So we did the podcast one day, and then the ratings went off the roof. And so... What are we doing?
Was you surprised? Of course you knew the ratings was going to go off the roof.
Let me ask you.
You were not surprised. Was he surprised? Because I know who Mike is.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Mike is a guy who I've learned he really just goes where the universe takes him, you know, and really learns a lot as he goes. And he was really into podcasts. I mean, podcasts are the wave of the future, man.
Yeah, it's a $600 million business.
As far as communication and entertainment goes.
Yeah.
You know?
Before he finished, I came in here broken with a habit, and I'm leaving with my company worth $300 million now.
God damn, let's make some noise. Yeah.
And so.
No, listen, I'm saying a habit.
Yeah.
Came here a junkie.
Right.
Yeah.
Cleaned up.
Yeah,
when you say junkie, what you mean junkie? Like
cocaine.
Oh, cocaine? Okay.
What's really cool is that this podcast, from start to finish, well, we're not done yet, but, you know, it's really been watching Mike on his journey to self-improvement.
I seen you on the one-man stand. You know? What made you do the one-man stand? I'm sorry, I'm taking over the interview.
No, bro, it's all good, man. That's what this is
but what
for.
Made, yeah.
That's what this what is made for.
Because you know what? When I heard of it, I didn't see it, but when I saw it, I was like, this is genius.
Yeah.
I saw Chaz Palminteri, the guy that did, what's that thing again?
Bronx Tale.
The Bronx Tale. So he did it on stage. He did it on stage, and I told my wife, baby, I can do that. I said, it's like me being in Europe, but in Europe, just asking me questions. I won't let him ask me questions. I do like Mr. Palminteri do it from an actor point of view.
Wow. And then,
Yeah. And Mike is amazing, you know?
I would have never thought that, though. This is fucking me up right now. This is sincerely fucking me up. Who got my credit card? Who got the wine? Because we going in. Yo, let me just tell y'all something, man. I watch y'all podcast. I watch what you guys do. And I want to congratulate you guys to your face. Because
the thing is,
no one can do what y'all do and how y'all do it. I love it. Like, I sincerely love it. I sit back and I watch it, and I really love what you guys are doing. So I want to say it to your face. I didn't want to say it on Twitter because I said it on Twitter and I said it on Instagram before. But, we're going to take our culture. This is what's happening in the world. We're going to take our culture. And this is the first step because every time a boxer should announce a fight, they should be here.
That's what I was talking to.
That's what we should do. We should promote people fighting like Lomachenko and Davis.
Yeah. Yes, Lomachenko should be here. Yes, yes. Yeah, how do you feel about Lomachenko?
Oh, he's the fucking best.
You think he is?
Yeah, he's the best.
Because he doesn't have no losses right now.
No, but listen, he only has 9 fights, 12 fights, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, listen, he's under 20.
No, but he got 500 amateur fights.
Okay, now this is where I got to stop you, Mike.
Yeah.
Is amateur mean that much?
Yeah.
Oh.
Know what means a lot?
Okay.
Repetition.
The more
you do it, the more you do it. You see, when he fights, he's almost doing it with his eyes closed.
Damn,
you see, no one ever won a round. Only one guy won a round. I think this guy dropped him. He's the only guy that ever won a round. But he came up and knocked the guy out cold with a body punch. But that's the only guy that ever beat one around because he dropped him. But other than that, he's never lost a round besides that one fight.
Does Mike Tyson smoke Brownville blunts from back in the days?
Yeah, big time.
Take one hit. Take one hit because you gotta take a Brownville blunt. Brownsville. You gotta bring it back to New York.
Brownville.
Let me tell you something. I used to rob niggas in Brownsville with my Brownsville cousins. Yeah. It was horrible. It was horrible. That's all I remember.
They bring us in their neighborhood until you get that nigga.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
That's what we did.
You know what's crazy? My Brownsville cousins, my Spanish cousins, by the way. I went and we robbed a nigga in the barbershop. It's horrible.
Oh, fuck,
it's horrible, man. Because the guy was getting the shape up.
Oh, this niggas came to get me in the barbershop one day.
I'm sorry, Mike. I don't know. It wasn't me.
Keep the technique. I'm in there, so I'm fucking, this is my man barbershop. But I'm in there with this crackhead came in there. I said, listen, he said, Mike, man, buy me a haircut. I said, listen, okay, I'll buy you a haircut if you let me cut.
But are you Mike?
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
Okay.
He said, Mike, will you buy me a haircut? I said, yeah, I'll buy you a haircut, but you gotta let me cut it. And he said, come on, Mike. I said, no, let me cut it. I paid for the fucking haircut, right? And so I'm trying to cut his hair. And the barber, the owner, shot my man, said, nah, Mike, you got to do like this. I said, and he said, Mike, and he grabbed me. He said, get that man. And he threw me on the fucking, what the fuck you said, Mike, they about to like this motherfucker. And a motherfucker came in there, and the guy grabbed the gun and pushed him back, and he kicked the gun. And he was pumping, boom, boom. He just kept blowing the fucking closet up. But so I said, who the fuck was it? But then again, right? The motherfuckers that was in there with stick-up kids, so I think he was coming to get them.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I said, who
the stick-up kid is coming to get the stick-up kid?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's hard. Let's make some noise for that, goddamn it.
Yeah, that happened before. Did you, listen, do you know my man Screw from Jersey City?
Yes.
Were you there that night?
I definitely was not there.
Yeah?
That was Capone.
Somebody told me you were there.
I was not there.
Yeah, that was a bad night. We took a loss that night.
Yeah, damn. That was definitely
a real bad night.
Big up to Screw, and big up to Brock Royal, because they always, you know, I'm Latino, so they always Brock come see Royal. Me. And they get me confused, but that was definitely Capone. It was definitely. I can't believe you smoking a blunt.
Yeah, nigga.
Goddamn! Let's make the noise. Mike Tyson smoking a blunt. Yeah. No, but Mike, let me ask you a question. This is a question.
I love it.
Because I used to go to Branson a lot. Right?
Yeah.
And around the time of Branson, there was an altercation that happened with you and Mitch Green and Dapper Dan.
Yes. You know, Mitch Green just a drunk, junkie nigga just coming in there talking shit. I like Mitch, but he was just being disrespectful.
Oh.
And you know, he has had to get
He from Brooklyn, too?
No, he's from Queens.
Oh, I'm from Queens. Please, let's keep it even.
Mitch was a bully. Mitch would do this. Mitch would...
He from Southside? I feel like he from Southside.
Mitch would do this. He'd go to the gas station, right? And he said, give me the fucking money. He tried to rob the gas station attendant. So the gas station, he said, I just started. I don't got no money. So Rich would tie him up and fucking start pumping gas, taking the money.
Mike, I've never heard of no shit like this. Yeah, I've never heard of no shit like this. Here, pass it back, Mike. I'm going to throw it out.
See, that's why we had
bro. That's insane.
So what happened? So y'all and Dapper Dan, because Dapper Dan is...
It's around 4 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I came back from D.C. It was when they had the college time in Howard.
Yeah, Howard Homecoming. Yeah.
So I came back and I said, let me pick up my clothes from Dapper. Mm. You know, because the Africans are always in there working at night. Mm. And sometimes there's some hot chicks in there.
Mm.
And
4 in the morning.
Yeah, big time. You'd be surprised. And so I went there, saw everybody, and then I'm talking, everybody's laughing. Mm-hmm. Walter Berry was there, too. Mm. And, right, and I was laughing, right? And next thing, when he came, everybody stopped laughing. Fuck your niggas, that little fuck that. I turned around with Mitch Green, all the niggas were scared to death.
And he's taller than you.
Yeah, he's about 6'5".
Yeah. And for the record, how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Okay.
10 and a half. But listen.
You're inch taller than me.
Yeah, but
you can still fuck me up, that's real.
He had said some bullshit, nigga, you ain't beat me. I said, what, motherfucker? I was going to give him some money. He came in for some money. I was going to give him a G. But he said some foul. He started talking some gangster shit like he's... There's some shit he shouldn't have said. Mm. He shouldn't have said it.
So,
well, you saw what happened. You saw how he looked the next day in the paper.
Yeah. Yo, I'm such a fan. I'm so happy right now.
You know what?
Did I get to hear the story?
Yeah, fuck
because
yeah,
I read
man.
It in the papers and I was like, oh shit.
Well, last night we Miss did this Green hot boxing live.
I'm sorry.
And somebody said, did you know Mitch Green is a preacher now?
Get the fuck out. He ain't no preacher. Get the fuck out. He ain't no preacher. This nigga don't believe in shit.
Yo.
He ain't no preacher. shit.
Maybe,
is.
Bro. Oh,
let's look it up. Look up on the list.
Let's look it up.
Green, a preacher.
I'm with Mike. I don't think Miss Bean believe a shit. I'm with Mike.
That's what somebody said, and they said, Mike, if that's true,
you gotta go to his church.
Go to his church?
Hell yeah.
And I got questions for you, bro. Because I'm gonna be honest.
I'm here with you, man.
I'm gonna be honest, man.
Well, wait, while I'm looking this up, what made you get into podcast, dude?
Yeah, you got the best fucking podcast. You got the fucking real live homeboy.
Yeah, I mean, you're killing
all the drinks and shit.
Well, thank you. But what happened was, I watched, what is it, TNT, Charles Barkley and Shaq and these guys. And I said, although I disagree with their opinion, I can see that these guys come from the culture. They come from the game. So I said, where's our shit? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion, I think every boxer in the world, from Errol Spence to Floyd Mayweather, should be sitting here. In my opinion, if they don't smoke, that's okay.
Yeah, that's cool too.
That's cool
I like
too.
That.
But the thing about it is, there's no one in the universe that can't say, we don't owe Mike. No. Hear me out. Chill. Hear me out, because I know you humble. I watch your shit. I know you humble. But let me big you up for you.
Okay, I'll take that.
But Errol Spence and I forget who he just fought. Porter. Errol Spence and Porter should have been here. They should have been promoting it here as opposed to ESPN and TNT. And that's good. It's good because that's the people that's paying the check. But at the end of the day, when you have your own, supporting your own, they should come to you. And that's I would rather watch the next fight, whether it's Manny Pacquiao versus Danny Garcia. I'd rather watch that being promoted on here.
I respect that. Listen, that's awesome too, right? But you know what? I would love to have them on, but the line is too fucking long.
No, I want to stop you. The line is not long when it comes to Mike Tyson. Right. Nah.
No.
I just want to reiterate who
line,
you
my
are.
My line.
All right, My bad.
So, Mike, I'm going to tell you this story about my buddy. It's the night before our spring football game at Arizona. And we're getting ready to go see Superbad. And we're stoked. And he comes into my room and he's white as a sheet. And he looks at me, he's like, Ebba. I need to take a look at something. I'm like, all right, man. And he pulls down his pants and he lifts his nuts up.
He's got
a gash in his nutsack. And I'm like, dude, whoa.
It's real talk.
Swear to God. I swear to God, this is real talk. I'm not fucking making this up. We were like, dude, what in the hell did you do to cut your nuts like that? He's like, oh, I was using a beard trimmer.
This is crazy shit.
That's why I'm glad support for Hotboxing comes from Manscaped, who is the best and safest in men's below-the-belt grooming.
It's 2020, and you know what that means.
New year, new me, new balls.
Yeah, make it your New Year's revolution and get your act together and stop being a hairy pig.
Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts like my buddy.
Big time. Manscaped accents are finally a thing of the past.
Thank God. Don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls, Mike.
Ah, wow, that's disgusting. I can't believe somebody would do that shit, man.
I know, right? So go to manscaped.com and get 20% off your order with promo code Tyson.
Hey, start the year off right by using the best tools for the job. Use promo code Tyson at manscaped.com. Get it, baby.
Your balls will thank you.
Very kindly.
Don't you think time is such a fascinating thing?
Know why I believe it's fascinating, Ibn? Because that's the only thing on this planet that we don't have much of. And we can't get much of it. We can't get it back. We can get money back. We can get revenge, but we can't get the time back. It's the only thing that we use, the word I want to say.
Frivolously.
Yeah, frivolously.
Yeah.
We take time for granted.
We do. Well, speaking of time, finding a high-quality, good-looking watch without breaking the bank is no easy task, Mike. I know you've had some nice watches in your day.
Ooh, I had some of the best. Yeah, I had some really good watches.
Well, these watches are dope as hell. It's our newest sponsor, Vincero Watches.
Vincero?
Yes, sir. Vincero creates exceptionally crafted watches, and they do it without costing you an arm and a leg.
These watches are really fly, and they make you feel unstoppable.
Mike, can I tell you, my rookie year, one of my first purchases, I bought myself like a $14,000 Breitling.
Really?
And you know what? It fucking, I have to say, it was not the best money I've ever spent. You know?
Listen, I spent $400,000 on watches. Jesus. I spent millions on watches. And I don't know where they're at.
Right! Exactly, dude! They're gone! That Breitling's gone!
Where they at? Who fucking stole my watch?
Gone! See ya!
Woo! Baby, that's beautiful.
Dude, so, Mike, I'm telling you, man, these watches are awesome. I'm wearing the Rogue model in black and rose gold.
It looks
right
stunning,
now,
and absolutely stunning. I have to tell you, man, it's stunning.
I'll admit, I'm feeling pretty fresh, brother.
Listen, man, fresh is an understatement.
Thank you.
That is really stunning.
Well, you also inspired me with the turtlenecks.
Well, thank you. I like turtlenecks. It's hard to find a good turtleneck.
Oh, my wife got me two of them for Christmas.
I received some.
I feel fly as fuck.
I love turtlenecks.
Yes. Well, Mike, tell our listeners, since they're listening to this podcast, what they get.
Because you're listening to this podcast, they're offering you loyal Hot Boxing listeners a great discount.
That's right. So head over to VinceroWatches.com. That's Vincero, V-I-N-C-E-R-O, spelled like Vincero, pronounced like Vincero. Go to the website and use discount code Tyson.
This deal is too good to pass up. Use my code Tyson for your discount and you'll get it.
That's it, baby. Vincero.
Vincero.
But do you really know how much you mean in New York City? Like, at one point, like, I kid you not, I would be so proud to walk through any neighborhood and they'd be like, Tyson. I'd be like,
oh my God.
You made
this office,
motherfucker, think you can fight at that time.
Yes. Yeah.
No, New York, you know, I always say this to myself, it's all right time to get good and buy me a couple of townhouses in New York. Now, money, this shit getting right, nigga, I'm gonna show them back. But then I say to myself, realistically, that's my ego.
Yeah.
And then I say, New York is gonna kill me. They're gonna tear me to pieces. They're gonna take all that money and say, that's all you got, motherfucker? You better go back to the motherfucking country niggas in Vegas.
Damn, Mike, you fucked me up just now.
We love you,
man. No, right, man.
We still love you, nigga, but yeah.
I think
that was some real shit. You know what? Nah, you know what? I'm be honest with you. That might have been the realest shit I ever heard, because that's exactly what New York is. Like, New York, they tell you to fuck apart.
They $1 billion? That's all? What, that's all you got? That's all? I'm not filled yet. They didn't even touch the tip of the fucking beak.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That shit fucked me up just now. I ain't gonna lie.
Mike does it all the time.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you one thing, Mike. I was in Miami for like a year and a half, and I came back to New York.
Yeah,
I was smiling, and my niggas was looking at me like, "Why are you smiling? They don't like you smiling in New York."
No, they don't.
Oh, you've said that before too, Mike. Yeah,
but listen, man. Every time I go to Miami, I either have a habit of a venereal disease.
I wasn't ready. Wait, what?
Miami? Oh, my God.
Get me messed up. They know how to talk to me. They know how to make a suck out of me.
The energy there is really seductive, isn't it? You just get
and
fucking...
Next thing you know, I'm with this Brazilian, fucking Colombian bitch. Like, Colombian? Why are you fucking... It's just fucking the life is crazy. I went to Cuba. Have you ever been to Cuba?
No, my wife's trying to get me to go to Cuba, but I have never been to Cuba.
It's easy to get there now. I went to Cuba, you couldn't go there, but I went to Cuba, nigga.
Because Trump let niggas go to Cuba, right?
Yeah, but I went there when it wasn't cool to go there, so I went to Cuba to go to Jamaica. I went to Jamaica to go to Cuba, one or the other, right?
Did you meet Fidel?
Did you understand what he just said? He went to Cuba to go to Jamaica. That was some wild shit. High five, high five. One more, high five.
So,
okay.
When you went there, right, the guy saw me. I'm just walking through, and somebody said, hey, Mike Tyson, what are you doing here? Why are you walking here? And he said, you need a woman. I said, that could be cool. And so the guy goes, I'm in his house. He goes in the backyard, go down the street, and this is a fucking little creepy backyard. It's really creepy. Like, uh-huh. They could have killed me back there, right? Uh-huh. It's creepy. And the fucking beautiful girl comes out of this junky fucking house. Mm. A beautiful fucking woman. This house is fucking decrepit and everything. They're poor, and this beautiful woman comes out the house. Mm. And he says, this is your woman. Mm. Okay, but when I left it, right, I was like, you, dookied out, got diamonds and everything. Uh-huh. Nigga, they're so poor, I had to give her all my shit. I had to take this. You feel so sorry for them, they're so poor, you think. Oh, God, it's painful. Damn. So poor.
So you gave her your jewelry?
Yeah, we're poor, Brownfield poor ain't shit. Oh, these, we're billionaires compared to them. Oh, fuck.
I was never there, Mike. Let's make some money. Yeah, I was never there. I'll give her a couple of $100. That's probably it.
Nah, she take it all, nigga. Huh? Take everything. Ooh. Oof, you feel like a piece of shit if you didn't leave, nigga.
God damn.
Poverty. Mm. Oh, fuck.
Yo, let me tell you something. How is your life? Because you know why? You get to see these stories. You Brooklyn?
Yeah.
But you get to see. You make some noise for the Brooklyn boys.
In the house, Brooklyn!
But you get to see these stories. And I kid you not. I watch you guys' show. But I'm amazed every single time. Are you amazed sitting here witnessing this every single time? Or do you know every story?
I know a lot of the stories.
Stories.
Uh-huh. Mike and I have gotten to know each other really well.
How did this come together? I'm taking over. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Go for it. I appreciate that.
How did this come together?
So I came in to help Mike put on this medical cannabis summit to talk about how cannabis can be a powerful medicine for athletes. Because I played in the NFL, and cannabis is really the one thing that can help guys' brains heal from concussions.
And let me stop you right there. Were you smoking during fights?
Only once.
Okay, only once. Which fight was that?
Andrew Golada.
Okay, let's get back to you. Let's go.
One of his best fights ever.
Okay. Definitely don't remember that one. I'm going to remember. But go ahead.
Like the first time I met Mike, he gave me a hug. Mm. And I was like just struck by his humility and his humanity and his love and his heart.
It was beating in me.
And
I didn't surrender easy.
Well, you know, man, it brought me in and it made me love you. And I just wanted to do everything I could to help.
So fast forward years later.
Fast forward a couple years later. They're saying we want to start this podcast. Mm. And, you know, it all just came together. Hot boxing, man.
Because Mike is known to knock boxing. He's known to knock you the fuck out. So then,
Then you add in the cannabis element, and here we are, man.
Because what made you want to do that? That's my biggest question is because...
I'm telling you, nigga, the truth. You just don't want to deal with the truth because you be talking bullshit. I saw you, nigga. I saw you guys, and I said, that's why I saw other guys, too, because I had one. I was losing interest in it. But then I saw yours, and I said, that is fun.
Right. We could smoke weed during it.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. I knew I inspired Mike. No, everybody got to make this.
No, yeah. I said that is fun. This is fun.
And you know we would love to have y'all on the podcast.
I don't drink, but that's... I'll smoke you out, but this is...
Yeah. Nah. You know what, Mike?
And it was us. It was us, our people, our energy, our mentality. We all know this, the person... Yes. We know that person 100 years ago that did this. That's who we are. This is our generation. It's our genetics. That's what we did. We were on the corner talking shit, hanging out, getting high.
Mm.
That's a lost art. They never see that no more.
I just wanted to throw this out there. Mike. There's no one who will not answer your phone call. I want to throw this out there. Let's just be clear.
For sure.
Let's just be clear.
No question.
All right, let's just throw a random name out there. Let's play a game. This is Nori Games on Hotbox.
That's great.
I'm going to throw a random name out there.
Yeah.
And I want to see everyone say yes or no if their answer is Tyson's call.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
We're going to start. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Give me a like, somebody, please. Okay. So this is Mike Tyson calling a random person. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Come on. Let's turn it up. Turn it up. Woo! Madonna.
Yes, without question.
Is Madonna picking up?
Good people, yeah.
Definitely.
Let's make some noise. Hey! Okay. Come on. All right, cool.
There you go, number two.
Sorry, nephew.
Number two.
Let's go. what's my man name? Bernie Sanders.
Bernie?
I think so.
Yeah, Bernie might pick. He's really liberal.
He's picking up?
Yeah,
he back out there. I'm still voting for him.
Go
for
it.
Number three.
Bernie.
Number three.
All
right. Rihanna.
I know. Probably. Met the broad.
You never met Rihanna? You know her? That's why I know I'm good. That's why I know I'm good at what I do.
You know her?
No, I've never met her neither.
Lying ass.
No, I never met her. I never met her.
If I was you, I would have met somebody that dude. You young.
I was on Def Jam with her and I never met her. But I never met her. So, Mike.
She'd be Rihanna, good on the pod.
I wish I was young again.
Yeah, she'd be good on the pod. Girl smokes.
I'm not gonna lie, your eyes turn different when I said Rihanna.
I never met her before. Mm. I would love for my daughter to meet her. That would be awesome.
That's when you know you're a real nigga.
Yeah.
When you say I love my for my kids.
Yeah.
For my daughter. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's some real shit right there. So you never met Rihanna?
Nah. Listen, those days me slamming and smashing, those days are over, man.
I love Mike, man. I love Mike, man. I ain't gonna lie. I love Mike, man. I ain't gonna lie. I love Mike. Let me just tell you something, man. You make us so proud because anytime, like, you know, I look at anything, I could say, this is the New York City and me.
Dig, but no one will ask you, we talk about those broads, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about my history with women and to this moment right now, a great deal of my time was wasted on that. That was a waste. It was illusions.
Wow.
It was just my mind playing tricks and pictures on me.
The youngest need to hear that.
Yep.
That's real shit. That's real shit. Because I seen you say on one time, you had all the belts in front of you, and you was like, this shit means nothing to me. What did you mean by that? Like, because you actually, it meant everything to us. Like, you know, you getting the belts. And then you must have reached the biggest accolade.
Well, that's my illusion. Mm. My illusion's always bigger than me.
This nigga's Gandhi.
I know, bro. Hey, Mike.
Anybody know that Mike is fucking Gandhi? Yeah. Like, he's the new version of Gandhi? Let's make some noise, man. Come on. No, come on. Everybody. Hey!
Mike.
No.
Can I ask you something?
What's that?
I would like to hear this.
What matters most to you now? What means something to you?
The bottles ain't coming.
Wow, that's. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. Well, do I answer that for my ego? Yes, that opens me up for my ego to get involved.
No
ego?
No ego.
I would like my kids to live a healthy, respectable life.
Now give us the ego.
What's the ego say?
I don't know.
The world.
I don't know. Fuck that. Yeah, forget that.
All
right. Yeah.
So now, as a fan, this is pure as a fan, and as a recent fan, we seen the WAC 100 footage. We couldn't tell if that was real. We couldn't tell if it was fake. We couldn't tell.
It was all love. Wack is beautiful people, man. He just go nuts.
But Pac was your brother.
Yeah.
Because he came to see you in jail?
Absolutely. I had a picture of that, too. Yeah. I saw it. Pac came to visit me in prison.
Wow. In Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. God damn it.
He was so crazy that day. I could say, wow, this guy's nuts, I said, when I first met him. He was beautiful, of course.
Right.
I thought, this guy's crazy.
Who, to my pop?
Yeah.
The day he came to see
Tupac.
You?
I never met Tupac.
Yeah.
I met Biggie. I never met Tupac.
Pac was just his energy, like fire. Hmm.
So, in retrospect, just to clarify it, let's just say whatever happened, but in retrospect, when WAC was saying whatever he was saying, was you defending Pac or this was just?
I don't remember the interview.
Okay,
I don't remember.
Let's get high. Let's get high.
Yeah,
let's get high. Big up to my man WAC. Big up to my man WAC. That's my man. Big
WAC
up.
Won.
Yeah.
That was so funny because I was like,
and this happened at El Segundo.
This happened right over there in our old podcast studio.
I think it's hilarious that you guys film in El Segundo.
Yeah.
Because everyone leaves their wallet here.
We're going to build a kitchen over there.
I heard you building a weed resort.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
A weed dynasty.
Okay, I need to understand what is going on. It's a resort.
Yes,
yeah. And you can check in and you get bud.
You could smoke weed. That's what it's made for. That's the only purpose it's originated
you just
for
can't
weed.
Buy bud there.
You could buy bud there if you like.
Yeah, you'll
smoke
be able
bud
to.
There.
Okay.
And where's this going to be open at?
Palm Springs, Desert Hot Springs area up there.
Yeah, right off the 10.
Before you get to Coachella.
Man. I can't wait.
Beautiful.
It's going to be the state of the art. Nobody's ever seen anything. It's been the first of its kind. It's been the first of its invention. And
okay, so I know no one ever asked you this. Can we have a Nori room? I'll pay for it. A Nori room
listen,
where like...
I would
like,
be delighted to give you a room for free.
God damn, make some Nori.
Yo, the Nori suite.
The Nori suite, because I wanted it to be some like $7,000 night shit.
We're have
so
some
no one can rent it.
I want
Nobu to come and cook you some sashimi.
Absolutely. We're going to have Chinatown. We're going to have Japanese town. We're going to have Afro town.
Let me ask you, Mike, in your biggest height, what was the most starstruck moment where a person came to see you? Because like everyone, I read your memoirs. I see your documentaries. People come see you in jail. What was the illest person that came to see you or reached out to you that you thought would never would?
Presidents of country, presidents of Chechnya, presidents of Turkey, presidents of Russia, shit like that.
Damn, Mike, I wasn't even thinking that far. I was thinking mayors and shit. This nigga said presidents. All right, cool. That's crazy.
Perspective is different over there in the fucking...
Eastern Europe.
Let me just break down my thing. What they're saying now is Anthony Wilder, what's my man's name?
Deontay Wilder.
They're saying Deontay Wilder is not identifying, or the crowd is not identifying with him. So he can go to Kentucky and chill. You could not go to any country.
You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, but that's the design. That was the design. You think that happens by osmosis? I was fighting it. Wow, you look what happened, guys. No, I was designed for that to happen.
What do you mean? So they called the paparazzi prior to that?
No. Let me see. Divine guidance, so to speak. I was born to be that guy when I show on the scene, not to be egotistical. Everybody wants to see me. It's not because of who I am, I'm great. It was just designed that way. My life means nothing. Mm. It's just the way somebody wanted it to be.
Mm. You been to Korea?
I've been at the airport, but not in the city, no.
Okay. Because Lil Kim is crazy out there.
That's why we just had Dennis Rodman here today, and we were talking
Get
about
out of
him.
Here.
Yeah, Dennis just left.
Oh,
Dennis.
That's
Dennis
my man.
Is here.
I almost fought him in Aventuras.
Oh, really?
That's my man. Like, we cool now.
Why do you think a guy like Deontay Wilder doesn't get recognized by the audience, by the fans? Like
you
that?
Know what? Probably one of the greatest questions I've ever been asked. I think Deontay Wilder is not asked a crazy question until he's asked the crazy questions. Like when he says, to this day. But the thing is, I feel like people don't want him to be asked a crazy question because he's dark and he's, you know.
Big.
And he's big.
No, listen, you're absolutely right about that.
And I'm a big boxer.
He needs to play the role as the gentleman, you know. See, a guy like me. I played the role of the villain because I'm shorter than everybody. I'm smaller than everybody. So it doesn't really look like this guy may beat this little guy. So I got to be like, oh, that little guy's talking shit. He's saying this. He's saying that. And, you know, it's just a character.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
You have to know how to read situations.
I'll be honest with you, Mike. You're the ultimate villain or hero. Villain, hero, villain, villain, hero. Like, your whole career, you've been the ultimate like villain hero.
No, I'm not malevolent. I just am. You know, it's just that's what it is.
Because I remember you said, you're going to eat the nigga kids. I didn't even know what that meant.
Yeah, I get carried away sometimes.
I was like, what? You're going to eat? What? How does that work?
That is fucked up. That's scary.
How does that work? I was like, my nigga. Yo, but let me tell you something. I want to reiterate this. As a New York City kid, when we went out of town, people would see us and they would say, you know, New York. And we would say, where you from? We'd say, New York. And they'd be like, Tyson. They'd be like, yep. We would claim that shit.
No, but how did
we would claim it, man.
Let's go to you when you first got put on in this music industry. Uh-huh. When you and
Capone.
Yeah.
How did that work out? How did y'all get along?
Well, we got along phenomenal because we were broke.
Mm-hmm.
And It was awesome. I still speak to Capone to this day. I wanted him to come here, actually, to here. I wanted to surprise him and come here. But he will always be my friend, forever and always. Because the one thing for sure, two things for certain, I've never seen Capone hate on me. Not one.
That's awesome.
Not one.
That's great.
Not one minute. Like, you know, maybe I had a little bit more accolades or had a little bit more success. But I told that to my nephew the other day. I was like, yo, you know what? I could never front on Pwn. Like, whatever Pwn want for me or need for me, I will always be there for him because he never, ever, 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 ever showed me any hate. Like, that's my brother.
So you're from Queens originally?
I'm from Queens, from Left Rack City.
All right, so do you, is that where Nas is from?
Nas is from 20 minutes away, 15 minutes away, Queensbridge, yes. And that's where Capone is from as well, yes. Come on, Mike. You trying to get into your journalism shit?
No,
I'm in.
No, Supreme and them from around there.
No, Supreme and them was from 15 minutes the other way.
With that 40.
That's 40 projects.
Yeah,
that's South Side.
Right?
Yes, I know they're from down there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, big up to Preem. Preem wanted to call in.
I mean, Prince.
Yeah, goddamn it. Mike, you calling killers out. God damn it. Let's make some noise.
No, I love Prince. Prince, my nigga.
Dude, Mike is a student, man.
No, you know, that's the beautiful thing about you, Mike, is you was New York City champion, but everyone from the Bronx, from I forget my man name, Boy George, to Mitch Green, every one of the inner city gangsters fucked with you.
I would listen, listen on the real. Let's keep it real. I was when I was younger from Brown, I used to rob Crips. You know, I used to be a chain snatcher.
You said Crips or Cribs?
Cribs.
All right, Cribs with a B.
Apartments and stuff.
I'm like, it was Crips back in the day. All right, good.
And we all got locked up. I happened to go upstate New York. They went their place upstate New York. I went my direction. I got involved in boxing. They went back into drugs and crime, and we just went different directions. But we still loved each other. We still grew up with each other. And so every time when I got money, I came and I took them out with me. We were still friends. My mother knew their mother. I stayed over their house, ate sugar and water, that kind of stuff, you know? So I don't know. So it was weird when somebody said, hey, you can't hang with them. That fucked me up. Then that's how all my problems started. I knew this guy's mother. I don't know you. Does that make sense?
That's why we can never be racist, huh? Coming from New York.
Yeah, I know these people's mother. They know when I had diapers, and you going to tell me not to hang around them? I can't hang around. I don't know.
Let me tell you something. That is the most beautiful. You cannot be racist coming from New York.
Yeah.
Because I grew up around a Haitian, a Russian, all in my whole building. You can't be racist coming from New York.
Because everybody, if they living where you living, that they're doing bad.
Right. Exactly.
If you got a white motherfucker living in my neighborhood, he's fucked up. You're not even going to think about robbing him. You know he has no fucking money.
God damn it.
And if he lived in our neighborhood, nobody wants him.
God damn it. Oh, man. God damn it. This is you. And you're hot boxing. We are hot.
Have you guys ever met before? You ever met
Mike?
I met
you, nigga, before.
I'm scared of you, Mike. I'm going to be honest.
Nah, stop.
No. Let me just be honest. Let me tell you something. These niggas behind me is killers. Like, but even these niggas was like, that's Mike. Let's just relax.
Yo,
like,
yo, Mike, I got to tell you a story.
Yeah, please.
We were just leaving the hotel, right? And this motherfucker said, Mike, act up. What we going to do? I said, listen, y'all know we're going to have to jump, Mike. Mike is the champ. So,
we're designated Sonny.
Yeah,
Sonny, the Russian
first.
And Sonny said, it's over. I thought about it. Because I really looked at it. It's a joke. We really know that Mike can fuck everybody up in the room. Like,
and you know your
Yeah, did you see that?
Yo, listen.
You got to stop, Mike. Every time you do that shit, niggas is like,
I noticed that too, right? I ain't trying to do no shit.
Nah, but this shit is definitely viral for real. Every gym, anywhere you go, to be like, you see that Mike Tyson shit? He's still gonna knock you the fuck out.
Anyway, like, I want to say big ups to my boy Tut, Scooter, Lou Hobbs. Man, you know, I keep in touch with them, those guys. I go visit them all the time as much as I possibly can.
Mike, shout out Shooters. Let's throw it out there.
Yeah, Shooters love.
No, let me pick up my man Push. Let me pick up my man Deuce. Let me pick up my man Mike Booth. Let me pick up Young Really. Let me pick up Diego.
That's just my life journey, just to always support them and be down with them to the end of time.
Right.
You know?
So in boxing, right, Mike? Because in boxing, I would like to ask you this question. Sometimes a person would diss me in rap, right? Or diss me in general. And if I diss them back, am I making them on my level? Because no matter who you fight on that night, are they on your level?
Listen, that's up to you. That's your discipline. What are you going to do? That's the choice you have to make.
I need to hear this.
Yeah, you have to make that choice. What do you think? No, care what I think. My what I think doesn't matter to you or shouldn't. What do you think? How does it affect you? Do you feel like a bitch because somebody said that and you didn't come back?
Mm. Yeah.
Or is it in your mind, you're worrying about somebody going to say, yo, man, what's up with this? You didn't do it. Nobody's ever going to say that.
So you ever took a fight and someone was outside in the crowd and saying, I want to fight Mike, and you did it just off of ego? Or
well, no? Like, I'm in the ring and somebody said, I want you.
Next.
Yeah, somebody did that.
Yeah, who did that?
I don't know. Oliver McCall.
That's the nigga that cried?
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. I'm sorry. So Oliver McCall came in. You beat somebody else up. And then Oliver McCall came in the ring?
No, he was in the ring fighting in Chicago. That's where he's from. And I was there doing some business. And so I said, I'm going to go to the fight tonight. And so he knocked this guy out the ring, and he pointed at me, I want you. And so he was like, I don't know, 20 contender. So I said, well, he's not going to make no money fighting me. So I said, come to my camp, and we get to train. And then my sparring partner. All those guys that be talking that shit, I'm going to beat Tyson. I'm gonna, I said, well, we can't fight now. Let's just train. Let me get you prepared for me.
Okay.
Mm. And I paid him, and we sparred.
This might be the greatest question of my life. They said when you fought Buster Douglas that he knocked you down in the training session, or that is...
No, he didn't knock... My sparring partner knocked me down.
Prior to Japan.
Yeah. Okay. I was in Japan when he knocked me down.
They said that Mike Tyson was on cocaine and a whole lot of other shit.
I was fucking some bitches, but I wasn't on cocaine.
He wasn't on cocaine. All right, let's make some noise for you not being on cocaine, goddamn. Yeah. But you was fucking bitches, though. That was also part of the rumor. Because, I'm a big boxing fan. I don't know if you know. I'm the biggest Mike Tyson fan. I might know more about your life than you. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I go with that.
But, you know, I want to be honest with you, Tyson.
Talk to me, man, Nori.
That was the worst day of my life.
Mm. That was the best day of mine.
What, when you lost a Douglas?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo, you know I jumped over turnstiles just to come because I knew it was going to be a 12-second fight because this was all his other fights. So my father, everyone, we all gathered around, and I jumped the turnstile, and I got caught. And then that's when I knew it was a bad day because I never got caught jumping the turnstile.
I remember getting caught copy in the fucking room and they come out the fucking door. Right? Yeah. Give me that little private that little trap room. You jump and they open that fucking door. Yeah. I said, where the fuck he come from?
So, yeah.
But
you was the greatest, and that was probably the worst thing of my childhood.
Yeah, but know what? So weird about that. Listen, mm-hmm. even though I lost, right? My next fight, I still got with $30 or $40 million. I never really lost.
You definitely did.
I really never lost. Did, yeah. But I learned a lesson that you have to prepare. You're not fucking good.
Right.
I learned that.
Right.
You know?
But
I would go fight guys and I would beat them just off intimidation alone.
Right.
And I got comfortable, I guess. And somebody said, fuck, I'm going to fight back.
Right. No, that was it. And was it him that never wanted the rematch?
Yeah, he didn't want the rematch.
He didn't want the rematch. God damn, I needed to know that for myself. Yeah, because he got the money. He just never came back. He just left.
He played himself a lot. You know, he gained that weight, lost in three rounds. Right. You know, when you win the championship, it's supposed to give you pride, supposed to give you dignity, you're supposed to prepare to die for that. But you saw the beating I took when I lost it.
Right.
He's supposed to be prepared to take a beating like that.
You knocked him out first, though, Mike.
Yeah, you did. It was 13 seconds. We all counted
cool,
that.
But cool. But you don't give the title up there either. You take that beating or you die for it.
That's a fact.
Oh, Jesus. Mm. So after this all these things happen, and then you go to jail.
Yeah.
And then you come home.
Yeah.
What make you want to take up boxing again at that time?
My ego.
Because you was boxing in jail?
No, I used to say, I'm going to come back. I'm going to be bigger than I was when I went. It was all ego because I felt shame and shit and jealousy because other people were making money when I was in prison.
Yo, he's so real, bro. Yo, this is...
Nobody's supposed to make money. If I'm on the scene, nobody's supposed to make money. I dictate if you make money or not. It's like a dope nigga on the corner. I dictate who makes money, who fights, who and where.
So what do you think about these other promoters now? Like the Lou DiBellas?
I think they're a lot better than the promoters in my day. And, you know...
How about Oscar De La Hoya?
Oscar's not bad. Mm. You know? Oscar's not bad. Soon some stuff is going to happen. Boxing's getting ready to change again. Somebody else is going to take over boxing. Like, in a few months, you'll probably hear about it. There's going to be a new fucking titan in the game.
Are we talking about Tyson Promotions?
No.
I would like to be down. Like,
no,
just,
but
just
it's
just so
gonna
you know,
be a new guy. I would like to see a new guy to come to see. You know who he is too, but you know I can't mention no names.
Not Floyd.
No, I think Floyd's an insane fighter. Really insane. There's no doubt about that.
Let's make some noise for that. I enjoy Floyd. Do you ever get mad when people compare you to Ali?
No, I'm so happy when they do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. I would have never thought you would say that. That's dope because you know, you and Ali is in black people culture. Y'all Jesus.
Really? Right. Fuck Ali is just something. See, you just don't know Ali is just more than you can ever dream of. He is. Right. Oh fuck! I started crying.
How was it when you met him? Like,
I met him when I was in Spofford when I was like 11 years old.
I was in Spofford at 11 years old, Mike. Let's take it there. Let's go.
Yeah, when we came in there, we saw the movie The Greatest, right? And I knew, but I didn't wasn't hip, you know, really what was going on. And then after the movie was over, he came in. Everybody lost it.
But you're not Mike Tyson. You're Spofford, Mike Tyson.
I'm a street nigga. Yeah, okay. I'm a pickpocket. Uh-huh. I saw him, my whole life changed. Mm. That day. And then like a month or two later, I got shipped upstate.
Ocean?
No, Johnstown, Jamestown, upstate by Albany,
okay.
New York. And this white guy came in here and he said, the kids are, no, some kids, I was in there, I was in the hole because I was new. Uh-huh. And I got shipped from one dorm to the lockup dorm. I'm fighting and shit. And some one guy said, we're boxing over there with Mr. Stewart. And I wanted to get over there and say, I wanted to box too. And then I met them and he taught me how to box 6 weeks after meeting Ali.
Wow.
Mike Tyson.
Wow. But did you meet him after you was Mike?
Yeah.
And then how was that interaction?
I was telling him my story and he said, get the fuck out of here. I mean, I'm almost crying. Then listen, you came to this bar, man, I get the fuck out of here.
He didn't even believe you.
He was busting my chop.
Right. Yo,
yeah, man. But I knew that's what I wanted to do. Then I saw Sugar Ray Leonard and 79 fight Wilfred Benitez and Durant, then I said, this is what I want to do.
I got that on VHS.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But I just want to tell you, Mike, in case you don't know, there's no one in the universe that will tell you no.
No, listen, this is what I have
it's
to
true.
This is what I have to
no,
know.
No, it's true. You put out energy.
This is what I have to know. When you feel that way, somebody needs to tell you no.
Who you think will tell you no? Let's just throw it out there. Miley Cyrus? You think Miley Cyrus is going to say no?
Listen, yes, somebody should say no.
If I feel that way,
somebody should say fuck you, nigga.
I want to think about who would say no. Let's think about it. Who would say no?
I don't know, motherfucker. I don't got no time for that shit, nigga.
It doesn't matter. You know?
What country you been to that you was like the president came to see you? Because you had to be like, you had to be like.
Listen, right? I was in Romania, right? I'm in Romania. And there's a lot of chicken. Normally, they're on the beach. They have no top. They're naked on them. So they're on the beach, right? And so there's these gangster guys, these big fucking steroid fucking Eastern European gangsters. And they just follow me, and they hide in ice. And they just watch them, around 10 of them. And then they see, and they're trying to figure out what is it that is. So they see me talking to the girls, so they bring more girls over here. But they don't talk to me, right? Because so they see I'm like the girls. And so... Then they sell me. They must have saw me sniff some cocaine. And then it's,
Mike, I wasn't ready. Go ahead.
Then the guy walked away and came back, and he had a fucking big fucking bag of cocaine and put it right in front of me.
Hadn't said a word to you?
Never said a word to me. He's watching my every move.
He saw a great story to relate to this again.
He saw I liked the girls. He made more girls come over. Never said a word. He saw me sniff a little cocaine, try to sneak some cocaine. Never said a word. Came back and brought a big fucking pouch of cocaine right here, running like this. That's never said a word to me.
Crazy.
And then one time I'm in Ukraine, me and my friend, we go to Ukraine, right? Because we was hanging out with some friends in Moscow, and we told him we were going to Ukraine. He said, well, I'm going to have my friends come pick you up because I don't want you by yourself, me and my friend. So we get there off the private plane. We get there, the limos. We're in the limousine, right? We go to this mansion. This mansion's impeccable with fucking marble and brass and mirrors and glitter, and it's a fucking incredible hotel. And then you go up there, and there's four beautiful girls.
I love this story.
You don't want it.
Hood therapy. Woo! Let's pick up a hood therapy right now. Holy moly, guacamole.
Well, if you would have saw that house, you would say, this has to be some place where they could fit. The house is so beautiful.
But imagine in your day they had Snapchat and Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we would have been out. We would have been, oh, they would have done.
You would have been canceled. Like, they would have canceled y'all, like, absolutely. A long time ago. You know, they would just.
They might have found somebody.
Canceled?
They might have found somebody defecating on somebody or something. They might have saw bestiality or something.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yo, they got more wine?
Yeah, bring the wine. Jesus wine.
Bring the wine, yeah. Yeah, look, I'm being honest. I see the pictures. I see this is an El Segundo. I see the everything. Y'all got your shit put together. I want to tell y'all congratulations.
Thanks,
you very much. So, Tyson, can I get down with the resort? I don't have a lot of money.
No. What is it would you like to do?
I would just like to be down with y'all. I just want to, like, help people to... bring it to the resort or whatever and make a little bit of money on the
absolutely side. Nigga, I could take a motherfucker like you and make you like engineer of music or something.
There we go. God damn. Make me the Jay-Z of the NFL. Like what the Jay-Z in the NFL just did. Make me that, Tyson. Let's make high five, god damn. And this nigga took my blood. God damn. Let's make the noise. God damn. Give me a like. Yo, let me tell you something, man. I'm so why they don't have no wine? They don't have no
wine. We don't drink here normally, but
but Tyson, we drinking
today. I
know
you wanted wine.
Yes, we went and got some wine. Yo, I'm gonna be honest. This I say this plight every time I say this to rappers, right? Every time I say I just seen Kanye West. God bless Kanye West, right?
Kanye's gonna do what he gotta go through.
Nah, but God bless him. But why the fuck would you go see Zane Lowe? God bless Zane
Lowe.
God bless Zane Lowe. It's a guy from Apple Music. God bless Zane Lowe. But you know
what
Zane
do? What did Zane Lowe do?
He gives you $150,000 for you to sit down with him. That's a great thing, and I get that. But who?
What does that mean?
At our point, what the fuck do you need money for?
Go see the culture. He made bad deals. That's why
great,
you need
money. But Kanye, come and see the culture. You know you should have came to Drink Champs. You know you should have came to Hot Boxing. You know you should have came to Rap Radar.
Niggas could do anything for him.
Well, we want to change that narrative.
If he has the belief niggas ain't shit, how does he relate to them?
Open up, nigga. Look, we going to get Mike to drink some motherfucking Pinot Grigio.
You're going to pay me $1 billion to drink anything, bro.
Nothing.
You got to die before I drink.
Okay, but we're going to smoke.
Make
some noise to that, goddamn.
I ain't never going
to be that person again. That's all. You know, I seen Kanye. He's dropping an interview. I don't know when y'all interview is dropping, but he's dropping an interview with Zane Lowe. And let me just, I want to be clear, because I want to say this on someone else's platform, so it's not like I always attack Zane Lowe. I have no problem with Zane Lowe.
Who is Zane fucking Lowe?
I have no problem, no quarrel, no discrepancy with Zane Lowe. The thing is, sometimes I take offense when I see a Kanye, I see a Drake, I see a anybody to go and see Zane Lowe before they see me. Because the thing about it is...
Who is Zane Lowe?
That's what you said.
Uh-huh.
That's what you
said. Is that
a girl?
Is she a girl?
I don't think it's a girl. It's a man. But what I'm trying to say is it bothers me. So it's the same thing when a person from Earl Spence to Porter to all these guys, when they announce in a fight, they should be here. They should come here. And I'm setting the standard. Even if you don't want that, Tyson, I'm just saying setting the standard. If you're into boxing, everyone in boxing owes Tyson. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck if you're Manny Pacquiao. I don't give a fuck if you're Floyd Mayweather. I don't give a fuck if you're Errol Spence. I don't give a fuck if you're Anthony Wilder. I don't give a fuck if you're Deontay Wilder. Whatever. Whoever you are. If you're in boxing, you owe Tyson.
All right, cool. I'm going to take you to...
Am I lying?
That's cool.
No,
I respect that. I can go there. But listen, before we were free, we were here slaves for 400 years. No, 250 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Let me get the blunt, Tyson.
And 250 houses, we've been free from slavery, what, 150 years? Not 150 years yet, huh? Uh-huh. It'll take more than 150 years to stop a slave from becoming a slave. Because they say it's not slavery, that don't mean you're not a slave still.
Right, right.
Or what slaves do, you do the same shit. It never stopped.
And you was locked up in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. I had a great time.
In Indiana?
Oh, beautiful. Splendid.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was the exact opposite. Time.
I didn't want to leave when my time was up.
Where, Indiana?
Well, Nori, man.
Well, I'm so sorry. Did I take over your
no,
shit?
No, not at all,
I was so,
bro.
I had so much
not
fun, man.
It's really a ball. Thanks, man.
You know, nigga. And I'm
hey, one, you're welcome here anytime.
Yo, please. Y'all got to come to mine.
You guys,
gotta come to mine.
We'd love to.
Y'all got to come to mine.
We'd love to.
They told me you have a neck surgery. I thought it was like, I thought y'all was blowing me off. Like
no,
the
I had
neck
surgery.
No, his neck is fucked up.
I really got
neck fucked up. They would have cut into my ass, but I'm not doing it, nigga.
All right, cool.
I lost that weight.
You looking good, I am. You looking good, I am. Fuck that. Don't go nuts.
I ain't gonna get in that operation room and get that fucking weight laying around, can't move, and that nigga. I took 75 pounds off.
But we waited this long, so we figured we didn't want to half step it. When you're ready, we'll fly you out to Miami. We got you out there. We want to do it because that's where our main.
Fly me out. Look, I got a plane, man.
I know.
That's nickel and dime me, nigga. You nickel and dime me, nigga. Shit.
What the fuck?
Excuse me.
Well, listen, Tyson Ranch has a plane. Let me rephrase that. I'm sorry.
I am so sorry to the public and the people.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Man, God damn it, man.
That was hysterical.
Yo, and you, I need to reiterate because I seen the Jim Jones interview. You
I love
said
Jim.
The most, you spent $18 million on a chain?
$7 million.
$7 million on a chain?
$7 million.
I think it was a watch, too. It was a double deal.
You know, still
you
a lot.
You wouldn't do that?
Nah, I ain't getting it like that, Mike. I'm throwing it out there.
You wouldn't do
like,
that? Yeah. Listen, why wouldn't you want to do that? You're going to die one day. You
okay. Damn, Mike. All right. You gave me the best imagine advice ever.
You're going to fucking die. Imagine how much we're going to show off to the motherfuckers on the other side. Holy shit, we
that's
did.
True, baby.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to leave. No, I don't want to leave.
I know you don't think this is over when it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's over, you don't think it's over. Do you think it's over when it's over?
I have no idea what's going on,
all right,
Mike.
Cool.
But, yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel that that's what you are? You're not going to exist no more? All that you did, all the shit you talked, all you learned out of life meant nothing?
So we're going to see something afterwards.
No, I'm asking you, what do you think?
I don't know, Mike. I'm kind of like bozo. Like when it comes to that, like I'm kind of like, but I believe in purgatory. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. But I don't know where I'm going.
If you came back here next month, I could show you where you're going.
All right, I'm coming back next month.
I'm going to say, that's when we're doing the toad again?
Yeah.
And he said a toad? What is a toad?
Explain to him what it is.
Please.
The toad has in its venom this stuff called 5-MeO-DMT.
Oh, did see this. Where you die?
Yeah.
You die?
You
I did see
death.
This. Okay. I need to die and come back. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
No, no, and, listen, right? It's going to only be 20 minutes, but nigga, when you die, it's over, nigga. You're going to say, oh, shit, these niggas got me. That's what I said. When I did the tour, I said, these white motherfuckers. Holy shit, what was I trying to prove? Well, I'm trying to prove to these white motherfuckers I'm dead
and you,
now.
Did you do it in, what's the, was Joshua Tree?
Mexico.
Okay, all right. So not Joshua Tree. We got to go to Mexico?
Yeah.
Because we're going to go to jail if we do it here?
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Okay.
Possibility.
It's a possibility. All right.
It's powerful, man.
Can you please break this down for me, please?
So 5-MeO-DMT.
You already speaking Chinese. 5-MeO.
It's a molecule. It's a
not
chemical.
Molly, because I fuck with Molly.
No, you ain't going to mess with me. No. Oh, man. See, I was
I
like
fuck
you.
With Molly.
Like you. Hey, listen.
Molly's all right. It's a molecule. It's a molecule? All right, yeah. Break it down from there. Yeah. All right, because I don't know.
Molly, boy.
Fuck with Molly now. Goddamn.
Poor bastard.
I don't even know how to describe it now.
After I describe Molly, did I fuck you up?
No,
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good.
Okay, so you basically you die for 12 seconds and then you come back to life and then you have no addictives at all.
It unravels you from all of your pain.
All the niggas in here is like, I'm not sure.
No, but listen, no, this is where it gets tricky. And know what it does?
What it does.
It demands you to be the best you could possibly be.
Wow.
I just lost 75 fucking pounds.
Let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Make some noise for that, guys. Come on, everybody. Come on. Really.
No. I didn't want to lose the pound. It was too hard. Mm. But when I did the toe, they said, you have something to do. You have to be at your best.
Mm. And do you still jog? You still do like regular?
No, I still do my 2 hours a day. Well, I'm starting an hour. I'm going to do a half hour. But I used to do an hour. Mm. You know, so I work out. I still always keep my heart beating.
We're going to get a gym in here?
Yeah, we're going to build a gym in here, a kitchen over there.
Fuck, can I be down? Like, yeah, I just want to be. I'll be the silent partner. I'll be quiet.
You're the musical engineer.
I'll be the musical engineer. I'll be the musical guy. Please let me be the musical guy.
I just work out. Yeah, I work out my soul.
Yeah.
You know, this at this stage of our life, all of our next triumphs, everything's dealing with our soul now. That we're at the stage of our life where we can, you know, deal with our soul.
Right. So, Mike, before we get up out of here, right? I'm an ex shooter, right? So wherever I look at some place, I look and make sure, like. Do you, when you look at this room, do you be like, I could fuck everybody up in here? Like, is that's not how you that's look at life?
I don't do that, though. But I say this thing, I can make all these niggas rich.
Okay. I love that. That's the level up,
that was
man.
Hard. Right. That was hard. But if part of you don't say, I can fuck everybody up?
Nah. If I fucking everybody else up, I fuck myself up.
Yeah, that's real shit.
You know, the act of one is the fucking fate of us all. We all have to be in shape, handling everybody's back, you know. Because if you know your conduct is his life and his life, you conduct yourself different.
That's real shit. Mm. That's who I am right now. Thank you.
We have to think about the people around us more than ourselves. They think about us, so we have to think about them.
That was hard. That's super hard. That was hard.
Because it's the truth.
That was hard.
Dope as fuck, man.
God damn it. I can't wait for y'all to come to Drink Champs.
No, but I used to see the Southern rappers, and that's back in the day when they were making a lot of money. It's just one guy that looked fly, and the crew looked like bums.
Right.
You couldn't even take them out to go to dinner. You're the only one dressed up. You can't take them to dinner. So if you're a leader, and you're the only one that looks nice, and everybody else a bum, that means you're not no leader. If you're a leader, all your guys supposed to be so fly, nobody should know who the leader is.
That's in the 80s. In the 80s, everybody had changed.
You didn't know who the leader was. Everybody was so fly. You didn't know who the leader was. Mm.
God,
a great way
damn.
To be, man.
God fucking damn. I think we killed it.
Yeah, we killed it. Just tell everybody where they can find you, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, you know what? In case y'all don't have Revolt TV, y'all don't have Tidal, or y'all don't have Mass Appeal, we're everywhere. We're all the Drink Champs. NORE, you can buy my music anywhere.
Bum, 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 bum.
You can buy my music anywhere, but fuck that. I'm here to promote Drink Champs. Big up to my partner, DJ EFN. I love you.
Drink Champs in the house.
Drink Champs.
Big up to Capone. We love you as well.
We miss you, nigga.
Yes. And so just look up Drink Champs anywhere, man. And I want to big y'all both up, man, for having me. As soon as I figured out I was coming to LA, I said, this is the place I got to be. And thank y'all, man.
What are you doing here, man? What are you coming here for?
We came here for Revolt, man. We came here for Revolt.
What's happening, Revolt? What's that?
Let me get the light up. That's puffy shit. I don't want to. Oh, yeah, it's puffy shit. Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well,
you need to get puffy ass down here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll hook that up.
Please, I appreciate that.
I think I can hook that up.
I'm sure you could.
I think I can. Yes, I can. But you're out here for Revolt. So Revolt, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Saturday we have a party, Drink Champs party. We would love if you could come. We'd love if both of y'all brothers come. The whole camera crew. You know, no one's gonna search y'all or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all good, y'all with us. You know what I'm saying? When it stands for QB, QB means Queens and the Bronx. When it comes to us, so you know, you come anytime you please come.
I love the way you're talking. Shit, keep talking.
Yeah. Please come. And you know, we out here. We New York dudes. We New York dudes. So we would love for y'all to come and hang out and have some drinks and smoke. And smoke.
Love
you don't have
it,
to have
bro.
Drinks if you're not. Yo, but thank y'all. Let's
thank
make some noise.
Hot
Box. Yeah, hold on for me.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Hot Boxing. Check out our website, hotboxingpodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. I'm Evan Britton.
And I'm Mike Tyson. One more time.